Welcome to Dear Runner Bod, the pod dedicated to helping you embrace your runner's body. I'm Serena Marie RD, a registered dietitian and body image coach who wants you to stop dieting and start fueling the athlete within. While I am a medical professional, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure. Now, let's start rewriting your body's story. We're just hanging out solo today. It's you and me, and we're going to be talking about something that comes up really frequently in one-on-one sessions with clients or in group discussions with clients, talking about like what is part of the origin story of why you hate your body or why you feel so dissatisfied in your body, why you feel like this is not the healthiest version of you. And very often this origin story or a very strong part of the origin. It's not always just this one event. It's usually several events. But one of the events is usually dealing with a personal trainer, going into the gym, getting some, you know, free personal trainer thing, and that personal trainer giving you some advice that maybe is not the most helpful. I'm actually going to be sharing a story with you. Back in November 2023, so just recently, I went undercover. I had just joined a gym and I did one of these free personal trainer assessments in December. And I just want to share my experience and coming from the perspective of a thin white woman who is in a very privileged, healthy body. I want to just kind of give you what my feedback was from my personal trainer. And I think it's really going to help you kind of raise your eyebrows, maybe disintegrate some of that trust or, you know, some of the power that you're giving over to the personal trainer in your life who maybe poisoned you against yourself. I think my experience, not to say I'm perfect or the healthiest woman alive, but I feel pretty dang confident in how healthy and strong my body is. And so it was wild to share this a personal trainer story with you. So I went undercover. I'm going to be diving into that today. And really, it's not just going to be about me and my experience. Really, the point of this podcast is to get you asking questions about whether a doctor, whether a personal trainer, whether anyone outside of yourself is an expert in your body and able to really kind of take away that power from you deciding whether your body is your healthiest version of your body. Okay, but before we dive into that, we have to do our review of the week because review of the week is my chance to say thank you to you for listening to the podcast. I love gifting free masterclasses to the women who are leaving these reviews. It makes me so happy to send over a free meal planning masterclass and then to get feedback from you like, wow, that was so game changing. I didn't realize how easy meal planning and meal prepping could be. I love sending over a free intro run hydration masterclass and then getting feedback, wow, it totally changed the game for my long runs. I'm not nauseous or cramping or headachy or fatigued anymore. I mean, to get these resources for free is so amazing. To give them out for free feels so good. And all you have to do is scroll down on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, write a few sentences about why you enjoy this podcast. It helps to spread the word, helps more people find the podcast. And plus you get this free gift from me. So this week's winner is Janine Q Runner. Janine is my sister's name. So extra excited to hear from a Janine this week. And Janine said, the perfect companion podcast to your run. Serena's podcast is honest, funny, and smart. She's down-to-earth professional who isn't afraid to share the ups and downs of her journey. I love listening to this podcast when my own body image issues creep up since she's so reassuring. I look forward to every new episode. Thank you so much, Janine Q Runner. I love having you listen. And make sure you send me a DM at Serena Marie RD on Instagram so I can give you your free masterclass for leaving that short and sweet and very impactful review. I am smiling so big right now. So I appreciate you so very much. Okay, let's dive into the story. So flashback to December 2023. It is cold outside. I am walking the 20-ish minutes to my local gym, and I am doing a personal trainer body scan assessment. I am doing this because, one, by completing it, I get my monthly gym rate lowered by 10 bucks a month. So totally worth it for that. But then also because I at first had said to myself, I'll do the personal training assessment, but I'm not going to get weighed. I'm not doing the body scan. I don't want to bother with that part of the assessment. And then I thought to myself, I'm going to go undercover and I'm going to see what is this experience like, because I do know from counseling so many women that this is often the root of a lot of women's issues with their body, is they can't possibly believe that health at every size is a thing, that it is reliable, that it is accurate, because their personal trainer told them they had too much body fat percentage, or they're too this, too that, whatever BS that they're spewing. So I decided to go undercover. However, there is a twist in the story. In early December, I was a few weeks pregnant. I would think I was 6 weeks pregnant at the time. I had just found out I was pregnant. It was like brand new news. I think I had known for about a week, maybe less, maybe a little more. And so I was really reeling from that. When I had scheduled the personal training assessment, I didn't know I was pregnant. So I had scheduled it kind of ahead of time. And then I'm walking there and I'm like, holy cow, I'm pregnant. My whole life is changing. I was really like in the emotional throes of everything is weird right now. I was feeling really short of breath. That's very common when you first get pregnant, to have a lot of shortness of breath. And I was feeling very bloated. I was feeling just kind of like this body that I've lived in for 35 years doesn't feel like my body right now. And WTF, this is so weird. Okay, so that is like my emotional state. I'm going into the personal trainer body scan, and I'm doing it with this undercover guys. So I didn't tell the dude who was doing my personal trainer assessment that I was a dietitian. I didn't tell him about, you know, my role in the field of nutrition. All he knew about me was that I was an athlete. I had run a marathon about 5 or 6 weeks before this this assessment, and I had been lifting pretty light weights with some regularity going into the personal trainer assessment. So we do the body scan, and the body scan experience was just basically me like standing on a piece of equipment. It was like a magnet. I had to hold on to it. I think I had to take my shoes and socks off, and there were magnets on like my feet, and then I was holding on to this magnetized like handlebar thing, and it basically calculated my body weight, my BMI, my body mass index, and essentially like where the fat and muscle was distributed in my body. And that was fine. I saw my body weight. I hadn't really known how much I was weighing at that point in my life, but I am kind of in a place now where seeing my body weight isn't super, I don't care really. I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. Like that's a number. And it took me a really long time to get to this place. But I was like, okay, that's how much I weigh. Cool. Didn't know that. And he then sits down and he's like, okay, like let's go through this body scan assessment together so that we can learn more about like your health and your priorities and like what we should be thinking about if we decide to train together. And so he starts going through the numbers and he's kind of like, okay, like this is how much you weigh. Cool. But what we really care about is like how much like body fat percentage you have and how much body fat you have and where your body fat is distributed and what is your muscle mass like and your arms versus your legs versus your butt versus your hips, all the things. So we're kind of going through this assessment together, and a lot of my numbers fell in this quote unquote average range. So didn't have a lot to say until we got to my torso. And in my torso area, he was like, okay, so I just want to note you have 11.5 pounds of excess weight in your torso, or maybe it was called trunk. I should probably look at the sheet while I'm talking to you. It was either called the trunk or the torso. He's like, you have 11.5 pounds over the average here. So this would be an area we would want to work on. We would want to see that number get more closer into the average range. We would want to see it. We would want to see like an 11.5 pound fat loss here in order to get you into the average range. So again, I'm undercover. So even though I have so much to say about this, I'm just kind of quietly like nodding along and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, yeah. And then we like keep going through all the numbers and he's like, okay, and this one's average, whatever. So then at the end, he's like, okay, so basically in total, you need to lose 11.5 pounds. And we kind of identified it's from your torso or your trunk. Like that's your area where you need to lose weight. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then he gets to the next part of the assessment, which is BMI. And so when he started talking about BMI, this is when I was like, had to drop the undercover act because it was just like, dude, like you do not know. No. Like, so he's like, this is your BMI. And it was, you know, I tend to have a BMI closer to being overweight. I'm usually either overweight or I am like close to being overweight. So this measurement that he took that day, I was like trending towards overweight, like I think 24.6 or something. And so he was like, okay, so like this could be better, but like this is what it is. And but as you know, like this is a clinical measurement. And so I at that point was like, I was like, actually it's not. And you know, this is now where like the undercover act just totally gets dropped. And I'm like, I just want to let you know, like, I'm actually a dietitian. And so I actually know a lot about BMI and I personally don't use it in my practice. And if you're listening to this right now, you didn't know any of this. I have a whole episode on BMI. So please go listen to that and get yourself educated. I think it's going to be so eye-opening and so helpful. But just kind of really gently, not meanly, just very gently, like, hey, did you know the root of BMI is really not based on anything in science? It's really not a useful measurement in terms of indicating someone's health. Did you know that BMI is really a measure that was created for populations and not individuals? And even in populations, there's so many reasons why it's still not useful. Did you know the data that BMI is kind of drawn from or extrapolated from is really just based on like white European males, and it's literally a measurement that is drawn from extrapolated data. It is not like clinically like tested or there's so little to go on when it comes to BMI. And he was really, really, really like willing to learn. He was like, no, I didn't know that. That's super interesting. Like, can you tell me more? Like very not like defensive, like very willing to learn. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, I didn't know that. That's so interesting. Like, thank you for sharing that with me. And he shared like, I'm in school. I'm actually in school for exercise science. Like, so I really like appreciate being like taught and learning here. So I just really want to make it clear that he was very receptive and not defensive. And I think it could have been a really awkward encounter. I wasn't angry with him or like attacking him, but I think it would be natural for him to be defensive, right? This is like kind of an awkward, like we're in this little tiny office and he's telling me I need to lose 12 pounds and all the things. So then I kind of was like, actually, have you ever heard of health at every size? Like, are you kind of aware of how the information that you're presenting to me right now really isn't super helpful because you don't know anything about me? And in actuality, you know, I've weighed 12 pounds less and my torso has been thinner. And I didn't have a menstrual cycle. You know, like I'm pregnant right now because my body is actually quite healthy. And, I just think it's really interesting that you don't really have any information about how I eat. You don't know anything about my sleep, my stress. You don't know anything about my weight history. You don't know anything about my hormones. You don't know anything about my genetics. And yet you're sitting here and you're telling me in order to be average, I need to lose 12 pounds. Like, what does average mean? Right? Like average for you, the listener, is different than average for me because I come from a certain background, of certain genetics. Like, I always think of like all of the people that had to have sex in order to create me existing here right now, all of their genes, all of their DNA, it is like in me, right? And so I can't just pretend Serena was this like entity dropped down from the stars without any impact from the genetics or the DNA of my ancestors. So that DNA, those genetics, they impact what is average, what is healthy for my body. And it's different than your DNA, right? Like all the people that had to procreate to drop you on this planet Earth, very different than the people that had to procreate to invent, to create me. So we have to kind of realize, like, you're not getting enough data here by simply scanning my body to actually tell me I need to lose 11.5 pounds to be healthy. And actually falling in that average quote unquote range. And I, you know, I didn't even go into like, where is this data coming from? Like who says that's average? You know, like I didn't actually even ask that question, but as I'm talking to you right now, I'm like, hey, that's actually a good question too. Like, where is this data coming from? Like, average for who? Average for a white female is different than average for a black female. Black females tend to be healthier at heavier body weights. And yet I didn't see like anything on my sheet that was like, this is data for a white female, like of this descent, right? Like there's nothing considering my background is what the point I'm trying to deduce here. Like there is nothing to consider anything about me besides I'm 5'2" and I weigh whatever I weighed that day. I can't remember. So I was kind of like, hey, if we are thinking about somebody who comes into this assessment and, you know, I just, like, I'm pretty healthy. I take really good care of myself. And you're telling me I need to lose 12 pounds. Like, I'm just wondering, like, how is this motivating? How is this helpful to somebody who comes in and they haven't worked out in months? Like, life got in the way. It hasn't been a priority for them, right? Like, that's a perfectly normal place to be at when you're starting a gym program. How is it motivating for you to be telling them, hey, in order to be average, you need to lose 12 pounds from your waist and you need to lose 5 pounds from your arms and 10 pounds from your hips? I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Like, how is that actually helpful? Because then you're setting up this idea that unless they hit this certain numerical metric, that they are a failure, they are not healthy. And that is not helpful because when we are just focused, so focused on, I need to weigh X, I need to have X body fat percentage, I need to have X hip measurement, all these numerical measurements are not motivating. And for a lot of people, it's not always sustainable. Again, we don't know your genetics. Maybe for me, like I just said, I could fight with my body and be in a calorie deficit and overexercise to lose 12 pounds again because I have been there, done that. And I have done it in many different ways, right? Like I have a long history of diet. I have counted macros. I have binged and purged. I have done paleo. I have done low carb. I have done keto. I have done intermittent fasting. I have done all these different ways, these healthy quote unquote approaches, binging and purging, not being healthy. But you know, the other things are marketed as healthy. None of them are healthy. But my point is some of them are culturally accepted as, oh, Serena's paleo, she's so healthy. Serena eats clean, she's so healthy. Serena counts macros, she's so healthy. Serena counts calories, she's so healthy. No, my body did not have a period. I had all different versions of that body, right? I had some versions where I had more muscle. I had some versions where I was just leaner and thinner, had less body fat, but all of them were not the healthiest body for me. I don't care if I would be more average. It would not be a healthy body for me. And so that was the point, is like your personal trainer is not enough of an expert, does not know enough about you, does not know enough about your body to actually tell you, hey, Susie, you need to be in a body fat percentage of 20% or you're not healthy. Hey, Susie, you need to lose 12 pounds from your midsection or you're not healthy or you're not average. This is what I need to see. He was like, these are the goals we need. This is the goals I need to see from you. I need to see from you losing 12 pounds. What the? What? You need to see this from me? Who are you? Who are you that you think you can tell me what you need to see from me?
I did not hire you. I did not give you permission. I just think it's really funny. Like, I think there's a way to present this information. Some people want to know, right? Some people buy into the bullshit and they want to know. And I think if you ask enough questions and you're like, hey, have you ever lost 12 pounds before? Have you ever weighed X before? How did that go for you? Hey, what do the people in your family look like? Do you come from a long line of women who are bigger boobs and bigger hips and chests? Like, that's just like the shape of their body. Like, that's going to be really different. Or women who are really tall, right? Or I don't know, whatever, like asking more questions, gathering more data. And you're like, do I have permission to kind of like tell you a little bit about what I personally think might be what you need to do? I don't know, like just getting consent before you're like, this is what I need to see from you. Like, F you, you don't need to see anything from me. No. Like, you don't know more about my body than me. It just like, ugh. Okay, so I'm telling this story horribly, as I tend to do. I just like kind of like word vomit when I get worked up. Okay, so point number one here, if you're catching my drift, is the dude didn't have enough education to even understand what he was reading. He didn't even know what BMI meant. So that first and foremost should make you say, ding, 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 ding. Like, maybe this should not be the person who is destroying my relationship with my body. I'm not going to outsource all my power to this guy who doesn't even understand that BMI is an indication of nothing in individuals.
We need to talk about Lagoon pillows. You guys, as a pregnant woman who has noticed that sleep has gotten way less comfortable, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that this pillow is in my life. What happened? How did I find this pillow? Basically, I took a sleep quiz. I was taking the sleep quiz. I was like, this is weird, but I took it and I was recommended that the Otter pillow was the perfect fit for me. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. They send me the pillow and here's the thing. I did not know this about myself, but apparently I am an Otter girly. Otters and I get along just fine, let me tell you right now. This pillow keeps me cool. I run really hot and it has gotten even worse since pregnancy. But this pillow just keeps me nice and cool even when the heat is blasting in my house. I'm able to customize the amount of fill. So as a pregnant woman, some weeks I want it to be harder and more supportive. Some weeks I want it to be a little bit softer and fluffier. So I take out that fill. It takes like 5 seconds. It's really easy and it just makes it extra cushy and comfy. And I think the thing that I really love about this pillow so much is I was constantly alternating between really hard pillows and really soft pillows, trying to find the right support for my neck. You know, as an active person, I like to lift weights and I feel like my neck is always getting stiff. I think between like lifting and sitting at my desk, my neck is not a happy girl. Well, guess what? Since the Otter pillow, my neck is so much comfier. And so all this means is that I now get a way more comfortable night's sleep. I am way more rested when I wake up in the morning and I feel so much more energized for my runs, for my workouts. And I am so obsessed. I really want to know if you are an Otter girly too. I would love for you to head over to lagoonsleep.com. Lagoon is spelled L-A-G-O-O-N, lagoonsleep.com. You should take their sleep quiz. You should see what pillow is the perfect fit for you. And let me know on Instagram if you're an Otter girly just like me. If you decide you want to try the pillow out, see if it's the right fit for you, use the code Serena Marie RD. That is one word, Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, R-D. And that code, Serena Marie RD, will get you 15% off your pillow. So give it a whirl. Let me know if you are an Otter girly just like me. Okay. Two, maybe understanding, hey, this person doesn't have enough information about my body to know about what works best for my body. Again, like going back to telling me I need to lose 12 pounds from my midsection, I am fully aware that that's where I kind of carry fat. And when I was in my 20s, it was like the bane of my existence. All I wanted was to lose fat from my stomach. And it led to constant
binging because my body does not want to have this very thin midsection. Like that is just not genetically in the cards for me. And, you know, I've accepted it now at this point, but it was this very like, dude, like I know that you think that and I used to think that too, but let me tell you a little bit about how hard I tried and I've weighed 12 pounds less, I've weighed 15 pounds less, I've weighed 25 pounds less. It is not healthy for me, right? Okay. So like just kind of understanding, we need a lot more information about you and your genetics and before we can start giving recommendations of like this is the healthiest body type for you. Your personal trainer cannot look at a scan and give you that information. There is no body fat percentage that is healthiest for you because some women are going to be healthier with higher body fat percentages and some women will be healthier with lower. And I can't just say, hey, how tall are you? Okay, cool. You're a woman, you're this tall, this is your healthy body fat percentage. No, it doesn't work that way. I don't have enough information. Okay. The other point that someone on Instagram actually pointed out to me was that also just kind of like like takes away the trust here in this provider, this personal trainer, is one, when he was giving me this information, there really wasn't any like focus on the fact that I was pregnant. Like I am a woman who should not be focusing on losing 12 pounds. Like I am 6 weeks pregnant. So, you know, like kind of like instead of there being this focus on like, hey, you know what? Like the body's doing its thing right now. It's creating a healthy baby. And, you know, for me, having a history of not getting my cycle for so many years, being infertile because I didn't get a menstrual cycle for most of my 20s. It's just like even more mind-blowing to me that this professional is telling me like, oh yeah, like we got to focus on losing 12 pounds. It's like, dude, no, not the time, not the place. Now, I don't want to say he didn't like say it at all. He was like, okay, so like you're pregnant right now. So, but it was kind of like, but this is like where we should be thinking, right? Like post-pregnancy, pop the baby out. Like you got to lose 12 pounds in your midsection, girl. Like we got to get you down to average. Like this is what I see for you. Like this is what I see for your goals. And it's like, no, not the time, not the place. Never the time or the place, but especially right now when I'm 6 weeks pregnant. But then the other thing that was really, really eye-opening that somebody on Instagram said was, I shouldn't have even been available to take that test, to do the body scanner test, because your fluid fluctuations are so wild in pregnancy that was not an accurate reading for me, right? And I really just had this aha moment like a few days ago when I was talking about this on Instagram. Someone was like, hey, you know, we don't do that test for people who are pregnant because it's not accurate. Like you're it's basically measuring water in the body, right? And that's how it's kind of measuring like this is fat mass, this is lean body mass. And so that is not an accurate indicator when a person is pregnant because your body is just the fluid shifts are going wild, especially early days pregnancy. So I just thought that was really interesting too. It also kind of took away some of that what is the word I'm trying to say? Like authority. Like, you know, he was clearly not a trusted authority because he didn't say, hey, you know what, this is inaccurate, you're pregnant. He just like stuck me on there and said, hey, we gotta lose 11.5 pounds. So again, like the point I'm trying to drive home here, the dude was very nice. When I kind of like tried to have this conversation with him, he was very receptive, was asking questions. Again, like definitely not like some evil guy, but at the same time, I think oftentimes personal trainers are these young men. They're in their 20s. They have no family. They've got, you know, all the time in the world to lift weights and drink protein shakes. And, you know, they're in that phase of life, which I've been in that phase of life. And like, you do you. I'm not like bashing that phase of life. I'm just saying like, it is wildly different than when you're in your 30s. Or your 40s or your 50s or your late 20s, or heck, maybe you're in your early 20s and you have a family and you have a stressful job and you don't have all this time to go to the gym and, you know, fast and do all these things that I was able to do in my 20s because I didn't have other people leaning on me, right? I don't even have a kid yet, but trying to run a business and be, you know, emotionally and mentally available for my spouse and to take good care of my relationships right now would be really hard if I was going to the gym or working out for 2 to 3 hours a day like I used to do in my 20s and fasting and, you know, counting calories and eating 1,800 calories a day. Like, I could not operate and be like a healthy, forget about healthy, like be like a available human because I was needing naps every day. I was so cranky. I definitely could not have run my own business. I, you know, like there's too much responsibility that comes with running your own business. You can't just kind of like slide through the day, just like doing tasks mindlessly because every day is so different when you're an entrepreneur. So my point being is like, you're a 30-something, 40-something-year-old woman. You're a woman with responsibility. You're going to this 22-year-old, 24-year-old personal trainer. He's a dude. He doesn't understand anything about your life. He's like, all you have to do is like eat less, eat more protein, and lift heavy things. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, just do this. You gotta lose 11.5 pounds from your midsection. It's like, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. You don't have enough information about me, my body, to take my power away, to tell me what to do with my body, to give me recommendations of how much weight to lose. If anyone, any personal trainer, any doctor, any nurse practitioner, any health coach ever tells you, you need to lose X pounds, or you need to lose X body fat percentage, or you need to get down to weight XXX, you need to tell them, hey, I see you for the hoax that you are. You don't know enough about me to give me an ideal body weight, to give me a specific weight range to lose, because nobody can do that. And in the human body, there isn't one weight to weigh in order to be healthiest. Like, we are healthy in a range. And especially as women, where you are, what you weigh when you're in the first half of your cycle versus what you weigh when you're PMSing is so different. What your healthiest weight is when you're 25 is different than what your healthiest weight is when you're in menopause, right? Like, our body is going to change. Our healthiest body weight is going to change. I do not have an equation. Nobody has I have equations. I'm a dietitian. I was given equations of how to calculate ideal body weight, quote unquote, but it is crap. Like, it is absolute crap. Like, and even when I was in like the height of my dieting days, I could tell that these ideal body weight equations were completely insane, because even at like my thinnest, I was so far off the ideal body weight equation because I'm short and it wanted me to weigh like 100 pounds. And I was like, dude, I can't do that. Like, I literally can't, like, there's no way that that's my healthiest weight. Like, even in the depths of my disorder, I could tell, like, I cannot lose more weight, like that much weight, and be healthy. So my point is like, nobody has an ideal body weight equation for you. There is no specific one body weight you need to get to. There is no specific body fat percentage you need to hit to be healthiest. You just need to focus on your behaviors. So this was, you know, I kind of ran out of time/patience with the personal trainer. And I think I could also tell, like, it was starting to get like a little, again, we're in this like really small office and it's just like me kind of being like, yeah, but he would be like, oh yeah, I get it. And he would like start talking and be like, well, you don't really get it. Like, let me like, you know, like, he's like, oh yeah, you got to think about like mesomorph body types and versus ectomorphs or endomorph. And I'm like, I mean, sure, okay. Like, we need to consider like individual body type preferences. Like, some people are going to have bigger hips, some people are going to have bigger boobs. Like, sure, okay, that's kind of what I'm saying. But really what I'm saying is like, the way you physically look has nothing to do with your health. Now, if you are listening to this and you're like, I really care about the way I physically look, like, I really want to have a certain body shape or body composition, you do you. Like, I am not here to tell you what to do with your body. Like, you are your own person. You are autonomous. I would never tell a woman what to do with her body. That is wildly against like my moral code. But what I'm saying to you is, when we are focusing on health, that's all I'm saying. If you are worried about being healthy and you're coming to me and you're saying, I need to have this body shape or this body fat percentage or this body weight or even this body weight range, I'm going to say to you, mm-mm, that's not how this works. All we have to do is focus on behaviors. So if you go to the personal trainer and the personal trainer is saying, hey, how much are you exercising right now? What type of exercise are you doing right now? Hey, you know what, Serena? You're actually doing a lot of cardio. And I actually think your body would feel a lot healthier and more energized if you skipped one of those cardio days and replaced it with some heavy weight training. And we really started focusing on strengthening your back because you're saying your lower back hurts when you're sitting at your desk all day. Like, that is healthy personal trainer advice. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know what? I barely exercise right now. I walk my dog twice a week. And the personal trainer says, okay, cool. Why don't we try increasing that walk to 3 times a week, 30 minutes, and coming to the gym once a week to lift weights? Beautiful health promoting advice. We are increasing activity level. Activity level, physical activity is so good for the body up to a certain point. And I guess runners can sometimes take it a little too extreme, right? But we can look at how much activity is somebody doing and what are they doing to balance that activity? Are they eating enough food? Are they sleeping enough? Are they doing stress modifying activities like going for walks or, you know, reading or, you know, meditating or doing yoga or whatever, right? We can ask someone, how do you manage stress? Are you constantly like on the verge of a heart attack? Are you constantly like snapping at people and screaming at people? That is not good for you. I don't care if you weigh the perfect ideal body weight, quote unquote. You are not healthy. You are like on the verge of a nervous breakdown. You need to go to therapy. Like, you need to invest in a stress ball. Like, we need to think about the behaviors here. How much color are you eating, right? I don't care you are the perfect six-pack abs babe. If all you're eating is like protein waffles and egg whites, like, we need some healthy fat in your diet. We need some color. We need some fruits. We need some vegetables. We need some beans. We need some legumes. We need some nuts and seeds. Okay, like, we need color. We need phytonutrients. We can look at somebody's, you know, access to healthcare. Are you financially disinclined and you don't have access to healthcare? That does not make you a healthier being, right? Like, we need to go for checkups. We need to get shots. We need to get taken care of when we are feeling sick. Like, we need to have well woman exams. Like, access to healthcare is going to impact somebody's overall health. Do you have access to mental health care, right? Like, are you unable to afford a therapist even though you really need one? Or are you unable to afford psych medications even though it would really be helpful for your emotional and mental health? Like, my point being is, listen, and again, I'm not telling anyone what to do here. I am just trying to paint a picture of health that is so much bigger than how much do you weigh and how many calories are you eating in a day or what are your macros. Health is so much more all-encompassing. And when we go to the personal trainer or we go to the doctor and the doctor spends 10, 15 minutes with you, like 9.8 times out of 10, nobody is asking enough questions or the right questions to really give you any indication of how healthy you are. Okay, even blood work, like, you know, like, I'm not like anti-blood work. Like, I really love, I'm very into functional testing. I do like urine testing. I do stool testing. I look at labs with my clients. Like, this is not something that I'm poo-pooing. But it still isn't the end-all be-all. Especially with like blood work, sometimes those labs are very transient. So you get one lab and it looks bad or good, but, you know, maybe if we had taken that lab work again 2 days later, which realistically we're not going to, it would be different, right? Like, lab work isn't always an accurate indication of long-term status, right? Some numbers are actually more change more quickly, right? So I think what I'm trying to say here is, like, we really need to zoom out and look at the bigger picture here. And we need to focus on, what are you not doing well and how can we do it better? So if you're saying to yourself, like, yeah, I exercise, I'm really good about exercise, it's super consistent, but my sleep is crap. I'm waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get my runs in 4, 5, 6 times a week, and I'm so exhausted, I'm getting less than 6 hours of sleep. Maybe we skip some workouts, we shorten some workouts, we change some workouts so that you can sleep until 5 or 6 a.m. and get 7, 8 hours of sleep, right? Like, maybe we change some things around, set some boundaries, ask for help so that we can work out in the afternoon so that we can sleep in. I don't know. I'm just like brainstorming here, right? Maybe you're looking at your day to day and you're like, you know what? Like, I really just eat like spinach in my omelet in the morning. Otherwise, I don't get any fruits or vegetables. Okay, so maybe we buy some frozen fruit and we put it in our oatmeal. Maybe we buy some salad kits and we have a salad with lunch or dinner. Maybe we buy some frozen cauliflower rice. This is like my obsession right now. I put it in my smoothies, but put frozen cauliflower rice in smoothies or overnight oats. Oh my God, I just remembered. I have chocolatey overnight oats in my fridge and I'm like getting kind of hungry right now and I want a snack, and that's 100% what I am snacking on after I finish this podcast. I have a call in 15 minutes. Ugh, love it. Okay. So my point is like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, you need to lose 11.5 pounds to be healthier. Peace out. Bye. Do that. I'm going to say to you, hey, are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? What is your stress management like? Is eating causing you stress? Eating used to be the most stressful thing in the world. Oh my God, what is not organic? What has too much sugar? What has too many seed oils? I would just be like racking my brain trying to fit my macros. I would be, you know, negotiating like, if I eat this now, then I can't eat that later, but I want to eat that later, so I'm not going to eat it now. And I'm thinking about food. That is so bad for your health to be constantly doing that. Even if it results in 11.5 pounds of weight loss, it is not, or fat loss, it is not good for you, right? So my point being is, I'm hoping, the point was not to like bash this personal trainer. I think he's a good dude. He seemed very receptive and like hoping to learn. I have a problem with the institution he's in and the fact that I'm sure he's like getting commission to like do that body scan, make me feel bad and sign up for coaching with him. Also, to be fair, when I was like, I'm not interested in coaching, he was like, cool, please just get out of my office. Like, I'm done with you. You know, like kind of like, okay, see you around. Bye, lady. But really nice dude, really good dude. So the point of this was not to like complain about my personal life experience. Again, I think as a thin, white, privileged woman, that experience felt really negative and potentially could have been so triggering for me if I wasn't as educated and as far along in my journey as I am. I cannot imagine what a friggin' nightmare that experience is like for people who are in less privileged bodies. And I just really want to acknowledge, like, if you have a lot of pain and hurt and anger around that experience with a personal trainer and you can't just let it go because you heard today's podcast, I see you, I feel you, I get it. I don't think you're weird or weak or, you know, unwilling to listen to me. I just think like there's a lot of pain in these stories, because body image is something that is stressed as being such an important part of health and beauty and acceptance in our culture. And so you are a normal human being if you're not listening to today's podcast and are like, oh yeah, pish posh, I'm going to just forget about that thing that happened to me, over it now. Thanks, Serena. Bye. Like, it is okay if there's more pain here. I just like really wanted to acknowledge that, especially like I said, I have so much privilege. I am so educated, and that still was a pretty negative experience for me. So I think it's going to be a really negative experience for 98% of the people out there. And I just want to acknowledge, if there's pain or trauma, micro trauma there, like, you are human. That is normal. However, I really hope that this pokes some holes in the story, just gives you a little bit more freedom to be like, hey, like, Maybe I shouldn't have so much like credence in that event. Maybe that really shouldn't be this reason, this argument that I keep going back to Weight Watchers or whatever it is, right? Maybe we can just poke some holes in the story and start to see it from a new perspective. That is all I'm hoping to do for you today. If today's episode was helpful, please run to Apple Podcasts, scroll down until you see the stars, hit the 5-star review, leave a little note. It will help to spread word of this podcast to others. Share it on your social media, share it with a friend. It helps the podcast grow and to spread our super, super important message. As runners, we are really susceptible to getting really obsessive about numbers and data. I totally get it. I'm a runner too, guys. But like, this is one of those times where the data is not helping you. We need to let it go. We need to back away from the scale, back away from the personal trainer's body scanner equipment, and just like go a little bit deeper, zoom out, go a little bit deeper, and like, what can we work on? That is how we pursue optimal health. I will talk to you next week.
thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dear Runner Bod. If you enjoyed what you heard, remember to subscribe and make sure you share today's episode. Also, if you're looking to download a free 3-step guide to love your runner's bod, then head to serenamarierd.com. Can't wait to chat with you next week.